Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, Broadwasted listeners, Brian here again. Wanted to bring you the next installment of Laurie's Stories. Again, this is a family friend. We're helping them out by pushing out their podcast through this channel. Hope you're enjoying them. And here's another Laurie's Stories. And we're back, right? That's what the disc jockeys say, right, Joshua? Anyway, all right. Hi, I'm Laurie Seligman, family woman and Corona podcast personality. Here is my theme song. When you're stuck inside and sick of playing Scattergories, tune right in for Laurie's Stories, live from Brooklyn, produced by my grandson Joshua Seligman. Joshua, you like how I added you at the end? Yeah, he's nodding yes. He's nodding yes, everybody. So, since we're quarantined from the corona, we've been watching a lot of Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Disney Plus. You know, Joshua, Disney is really taking over the world. You should be careful. Just watch out. So, I was thinking to myself, with all the movie theaters closed, I should talk about movie theater etiquette. We're gonna forget, it's going to be a different world out there after we've all been watching movies from our couches, on our TVs, or computer monitors. Hang on, Josh is saying something. What? Yes, I'm talking about movie theater etiquette. Jeez, it has recently come to my attention that some people, now I'm not naming names, but one of them may in fact be the son of my son. Some of those people think that I'm overly talkative in the movie theater and I'm in no position to be relaying a story about movie theater etiquette. Sure, I'll admit, sometimes I'll lean over and ask if you want a pickle that I previously packed for the movie theater. But let's be honest, I usually have excellent commentary. I'm very insightful, perceptive as they come. You know, I dabbled in film criticism once upon a time. I think the filmmakers especially would appreciate me sharing my thoughts with the theater in real time as they come to me. What is a movie if not a communal experience? Anyway, my story. So I had the grandkids for the weekend and we had already played the best board game ever, Clue, upwards of 50 times in a row. I thought surely there must be some other activity we all can enjoy. And then it came to me. The movies. Now, I just love the movies so much. I grew up on movies. I love the Oscars. They're my Super Bowl. Any movie with the dog, I can't resist. Old Yeller, Homeward Bound, Air Buds, loved watching them with my kids. But that weekend, there were no dog movies out. So what were we going to see? So we took the subway. Remember the subway, Joshua? Anyway, we took the subway out to my favorite theater, the Lincoln Plaza Cinema. The only place where you can get a popcorn, a brownie, or a deli sandwich. So it turns out the damn place was shut down. Ugh, this town is becoming less and less cultured by the minute. So we walked to another theater. I looked at the board and there weren't any dog movies. It would be 2 years until The Art of Racing in the Rain was released, so we had to see something. So we got to the ticket counter and we bought tickets to see Hereditary. I thought, who doesn't love a movie about family? Those of you who know the movie Hereditary are one step ahead of me story-wise. For those who are a step behind, let me explain. Hereditary is a horror picture. It's a trap I always fall into with these horror titles. I'm just too optimistic. Annabelle, beautiful name. Get Out, rude, but not scary. Midsommar sounds beautiful. Flowers on the poster. It, absolutely zero context to what the hell that's about. Another reason to love dog movies. A Dog's Purpose, no question as to what that's about. But that's not why we're telling this story. We're telling this story because of the rudeness of the people sitting behind us. Ugh. They were so loud, talking the whole time, not even at the screen. I think they were spoiled Upper West Side kids, I tell ya. Yeah, you heard what I said, Joshua. Upper West Side kids. I told ya. Then, the unimaginable happened. A cardinal sin of movie viewing. One of their phones rang, and they answered it. They answered it! So, I thought to myself, WWLD, what would Linda do? Now, if you don't know, Linda Berkowitz is my best friend of 40 years. We're like two matzo balls in a chicken soup. So, while I am more of a gentle flower, Linda can be more of a ball buster when she wants to be. So, I put on my big girl Linda pants, and I laid into these disruptors. So, here's how it all went down. Joshua, put in a phone ring here. Okay, great. They answer, hello? So I turn around and I say to them, hey, are you on your phone? What is this, your living room? You think this is okay? How did your parents raise you? Give me your phone. Give me the phone. Give it to me. I'll give it back when the film is complete. This is totally unacceptable. Fine, don't give me the phone, but I'm turning around now because I'm missing major plot points. Do you know what happened next? Of course you don't. That's why I'm telling the story. So the young man laughs in my face. So I stormed out of the theater with my grandkids and had a little chat with the manager. Not only did I mention the disruptful young people, I gave him a piece of my mind about how to title horror films. Hereditary, not family friendly. That's my review. But the cherry on top, we got our money back and a few free tickets because that's what Linza would do. So long story short, just shut your trap in a movie theater and watch the film. Be respectful. It's not your living room. So that's my story. And a good idea of what it was like to go to the movies pre the corona. I hope we get to go again soon because I've got AMC Stubbs Club points just burning a hole in my digital pocket. So I'm being told to wrap it up for my grandson Joshua. I see you, Joshua. But that's okay because I have to go. David and I are going to watch a fun little movie starring the young woman from The Handmaid's Tale, The Invisible Man. Doesn't that sound fun? I hope it's a remake of that Chevy Chase picture from the 90s. All right. Thanks to our sponsors, Whore Lozenges, because all this talking really makes me a little hoarse. Just kidding. We don't have sponsors. Oh, before you go, just a heads up. I read that Sertles can get the corona, so avoid Sertles at this time. And as I always say, stay safe, stay healthy, stay safe, and have fun. As long as you're safe and healthy. Podcast over and out. Joshua, did you stop it when I said out? It should cut off right there because that was my sign off. Over and out. You stopped it, right? When you're stuck inside and sick of playing Scattergories, tune right in for Laurie's Stories, live from Brooklyn, produced by my grandson Joshua Seligman.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.